cases.
Was?
Ja, verrücktes Ding.
Ja, wieso?
So overkitscht.
Was heißt overkitscht?
Naja, riesengroß.
Ich habe früher mal Glenn Miller gespielt, war so ein Ballsaal mal.
Wie so ein Aztekentempel.
Was an old ballroom.
Yeah.
For the concert.
Where you're playing tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's called?
Aragon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very funny. Funny hall.
Have you been over there?
We've been there just to see the location.
Have one of your cigarettes.
Hi.
You know what?
This Wolfgang.
I've never, never tried them.
Hello.
Hello. So welcome to Chicago.
Thank you.
How do you like it so far?
Oh, well, we like Holiday Inn.
What, you're out in the house on tour?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, in the Halle.
On the way to the hall, we saw something, but I think it's not the best side of Chicago.
Yeah.
This way is, looks very
Torres is
dark.
The worst district.
Yeah.
Dangerous women.
Was du beim Dings gestern noch, beim Roland Kirk?
Nee, nee.
Heute Abend.
Is that going?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sure, we're ready. How long have you been in the States now?
One day.
One day.
Just got here. Yeah.
And less than 24 hours.
How big of a tour is this going to be?
6 weeks tour.
Yeah. You'll see most of the States?
Oh, we hope so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Klaus, you've been here before.
Right.
It's been a long time, however.
Well, first time was 2 weeks, then... Again, 2 weeks and then 1 week. Always short stops only.
There's people who might even remember some of your early albums that were released here.
Right.
I know, I have a copy.
Oh, yeah.
The Dick Doldinger. And also the which was the Blues Happening.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it was on UA.
Right. But your sound's changed a little bit since then.
Right, yeah, of course. I think very important that you have a change once in a while. Wouldn't make any sense to do a Blues Happening record again, for instance, because that was 68. Now we have 75.
Right.
And of course I've made a lot of changes. That's why.
Uh-huh.
I've been playing for a long time, so I had to make those changes.
Keep progressing.
Sure.
There's a lot of things happening in Germany these days. People are becoming more aware of the music coming out of there.
Well, there was also always music in Germany, but now it's maybe the point where other people realize that there is something going on in Germany too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Before it was no. There was no interest in what in Germany was happening. But we had always good musicians like Albert Mangelsdorf and Manfred Schof and rock groups. The Rattles they had in 64 already, Germany. But now, it took many years to realize that there are musicians, no matter what kind of musicians, in Germany too.
Uh-huh. So it seems to me a more respect for jazz in Europe, too, than there is here.
More respect, yeah. I think so, yeah.
People here are just getting into it.
Because in Germany was much more also than a cultural event, became more a cultural event, jazz concerts, you know, so people have more respect than here. In America, the jazz was also more or less entertainment, you know.
Yeah. A lot of the American musicians have gone over there.
Yeah, but the question is if this has really done good to jazz to become a cultural event. I don't know. I'm not sure. So sure. I mean, for sure for the musicians, it was good because being a part of the cultural machinery, it gives you a better living. you know.
Yeah.
If you have to struggle like the musicians have here in America, being a jazz musician, it's harder to make a living out of it. You know?
Right.
But maybe the music is also better. I don't know.
Sure. Some of them, for instance, have gone into picking up some of the rock things.
The best thing is if you're in the middle, you know, if you are not part of any machinery, if you can be on your own.
Uh-huh.
And have, but also a certain commercial success, you know.
Right.
That's the best thing that can happen to you. But that also needs certain things. You have to be lucky and have to do the right thing at the right time. Timing must be right. It's difficult.
Uh-huh. Passport has been around now for about 3-4 years?
This group has been together now for 2 years, but the band itself is 4 years old now.
Uh-huh. And Cease has been with you for a while, for longer than I had, haven't you?
What was the question?
Kurt.
Or Kurt.
What was that?
Have you been with Klaus for a while now?
Yeah, 2 years.
Yeah.
2 years.
Wolfgang, 3 years, Christian, 2 years.
Where have you been before this?
With different German groups.
Yeah.
Studio musician. I was trying to become a recording engineer.
Uh-huh.
All this kind of stuff.
I was playing with a group that's coming now to States as well, called Atlantis.
Yeah.
The girl singer. I was there before Klaus. And I played with a kind of another groups, a lot of groups, and did recordings with rock groups in Germany.
Uh-huh. How do you like playing with the Passport?
I like it.
Yeah.
They're very nice. Otherwise I wouldn't play in it. Sure.
I came more from the jazz field.
Yeah.
Was sideman in several groups and as keyboard player. And then I joined Klaus.
Uh-huh.
Worked as a composer too.
Jazz?
All kind okay. of stuff, yeah. TV things and film music, movie things.
You know. There's a TV spot on that Doldinger Jubilee album, Lufthansa.
Oh, yeah.
That you've done.
Was it here on the air?
Yeah, we've played it.
Oh, yeah?
Sure. Yeah, we've played all your albums.
Oh.
Just about. I think we might not have a couple of the imports, like Handmade.
Mm.
But the live album, we have that.
Oh, that's good.
And the Jubilee.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of good music on there.
Thank you.
You started playing Dixieland.
Yeah.
It's the first kind of jazz you played.
Yeah, right.
You think that gave you like a good background for improvisation?
Sure. Yeah, please listen. Sure, that was a very good background, I mean, because I really came from the basic, you know. It was important to learn the roots of rhythmical music through Dixieland and blues music. First thing I was playing blues piano,
mm-hmm.
when I was a kid, you know. It was very important for my whole career to have this background.
Uh-huh. You admired Sidney Bechet?
Sure. Sidney Bechet was one of my great heroes those days. And because I loved Sidney Bechet so much, my first reed instrument was a soprano saxophone when I was 16 years old.
Uh-huh.
My first instrument was piano, but second instrument was a soprano sax and clarinet.
Uh-huh. Still playing a clarinet?
Once in a while.
Yeah. Thinking of doing a recording with it?
Well, I did, but at the present time I prefer playing saxophone.
Uh-huh. Tenor and soprano?
Tenor and soprano, yeah.
About equally between the two?
Yeah, about, yeah. I played alto saxophone too, and baritone.
Mm-hmm.
Clarinet is a... instrument I like very much, but for the music we are making at the present moment, I think I can't use the clarinet super. But maybe one day, switch over to the clarinet again.
You don't have a guitarist in the group now?
Wolfgang plays guitar too.
Yeah.
And he plays the bass like a guitar, so there's no need for bass for guitarist. Oh well, that makes him different to other bass players.
Uh-huh.
His signature. Significance, so.
Use the guitar on stage? Play
acoustic
some electric?
Acoustic
guitar sometimes. Right, there's a few acoustic cuts on the new album, Cross Collateral. Dumbals, I think. An acoustic number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where do you think jazz is going now?
Well, strong.
Very strong.
Strong.
What do you mean by jazz?
It's like groups like Weather Report, Chick Corea.
Well, but Faro,
like, this is
Sanders,
the mainstream now. It's becoming
Faro Sanders and Cecil Taylor, the jazz musicians, or Roy Edridge.
Mm-hmm.
It's all jazz, you know. Well, I think it makes only sense to talk about the individuals, but because, like, even Herbie Hancock is making different thing than, let's say, Weather Report is doing.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody is trying his own thing, you know, Weather Report. I don't know where they're going, but
they're all doing contemporary music. You know? I think that's a better explanation. If you call jazz, you have the whole,
yeah,
say, Dixieland, bebop, swing.
But sure, it's also not true, because then you must talk about Stockhausen. And
yeah, he's doing contemporary music
at the same time. But he was talking about a special category of music, because contemporary music is much more than only the ripping music.
Right.
The Percussion de Strasbourg, you also have to mention that.
So I think nowadays for musicians, it's much freer, able to express yourself a lot more.
Yeah, that's true. You have more possibilities to use other elements, like in the swing music or in the bebop era, you still were quite limited. Nowadays you can use anything, you know,
mm-hmm,
electronics or classical elements, folkloristic elements, blues, mix it with other things.
So it's quite exciting.
Of course it is. It's also quite exciting because the audience followed this trend.
Mm-hmm.
And you have also listeners who appreciate doing things like that.
Mm-hmm. What are your plans for the future?
During a trip to the United States.
Yeah.
Well, and after that we have one day off and do another tour in Western Germany for another 6 weeks. So the future looks quite tough, and Wolfgang will have an album of his own out at the end of April called Wolfhound.
Yeah, is that coming out in Germany?
Mm. Yes.
Will that be released here?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, you never knew before, because the routine is that our company in Germany, Atlantic, they offer the tape, of course, to the other companies, and each company will decide on their own if they want to release the album or not. And Kurt Kress is also preparing an album of his own.
Yeah, the end of this year, maybe.
Did it?
Will come end of this year, maybe.
Well, you don't know.
I don't know yet.
But anyway, Kurt Kress is, was just talking about the future plan. So when we come back, probably Kurt Kress will think about his new own album he's preparing right now. With whomever. Because of course he will have some other musicians than only the passport musicians who are together anyway. So for his own product, he will have some other musicians,
uh-huh.
maybe even another drummer. Like Wolfgang had this on his album.
Had a Polish flute player called Leszek Zadlo, very good
uh-huh.
flute player, and a piano player from Vienna, and Gurdjieff Christian with me too.
But I was the piano player. He was even once.
He was with Passport 3 years ago.
Peter Ponga.
Uh-huh. Peter Ponga, yeah. Short visit. Passport.
He had to leave Passport again because he had to see his doctor twice a week in Vienna, you know, he was making an analysis and he had to go there twice a week, so we couldn't afford him.
But Passport is a big family.
Yeah.
For keyboards player.
You've played with a lot of musicians over the years that
sure.
you're quite well known.
Mm-hmm.
Attila Zoller. For one?
Well, many, like... yeah. Started with Feet Warmers. We were playing with some American musicians, or known musicians, like Walter Davis and
mm-hmm.
Pinus Hackel. Well, and later on, then Johnny Griffin, Kenny Clarke, Donald Byrd, if you remember the trombone player,
JJ.
No, no, no. It's in Berlin. It's in Berlin. It's in Berlin.
So the... Ha,
with
Harley.
Slide Ham. Idris Suleiman's Sahib Shahab.
Yeah.
Most people like that. It's always nice to play with that. Well, with Passport we have met many musicians. Last year we did this tour with Brian Auger, Pete York, if you remember Pete York from Spencer Davis Group,
mm-hmm.
Alexis Korner, father of the White Blues, and Volker Krieger, very good German guitarist.
Yes, I know. Player. Produced one of his albums, didn't you?
Yeah, right, yeah. Volker Krieger with KC and Peter Trunk. My Volker is just right now making a new band and very busy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pity, you know, we have not so many musicians over there in Germany you can play with, so it's really, if you make a new band like Volker is doing now, it's really a problem to get people, musicians to play with him.
Uh-huh.
Because the number of people available is very limited.
Yeah. You know Mani Neumeier?
Sure.
He's putting together a new band from what I heard last.
Yeah, but he's also has problems to find the right people.
Sure.
He's playing with two people, I think of the German group Kran.
Uh-huh.
With the guitarist and sax player, I think.
And their album was just released here.
Oh, yeah.
So things are happening. Almandul was just released here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with Amon Dule, this band has been existing for about 5 years already.
Uh-huh. Some of the people who were with them played with you also.
Yeah, Olaf Kubler. Of my band played with them.
Mm-hmm. They were with you
Lothar
before.
Meid. The Lothar Meid, the bass player,
uh-huh.
before he joined Amon Dule, played with Passport. But this was only for a short time because he's on his own now, playing with some other guys. Like they have a group called Hotline.
Uh-huh.
Lothar Meid is an American drummer, George
Green.
Yeah. Well, there's a music scene, you know, it's much happening, you know, all the German rock groups and jazz groups, like, have fantastic trombone player Albert Mangelsdorf. He's playing very often now alone, just himself,
uh-huh.
trombone. I think he's one, maybe the greatest trombone player of nowadays, because he's really playing something else on the trombone. And then so many other rock groups, Atlantis, Triumvirat. Funny that Triumvirat is not very well known in Germany. I think there are more people who know Triumvirat over here than in Germany.
Kraftwerk is becoming very well known here too. In fact, the flute player played with you too.
Yeah, one of.
Oh yeah,
Florian.
I didn't know that.
Is it? Records. Florian is Schneider Isling. Yeah, but those typical German rock groups. It's really funny that they are like Ken, Kraftwerk, Tangent Dream. They are not so popular in Germany.
Yeah.
They are more popular over here and in England.
What's popular in Germany nowadays? As far as rock.
I think that Volker Kriegel with his band or Passport, we have more people in the concerts over there than those groups.
Yeah.
But here, I think, in England, the people are very interested in music of Tangerine Dream, especially Tangerine Dream and Can, because this music is really different. Because those people, like the musicians of Can and Tangerine Dream and Kraftwerk, they have no jazz experience at all, and that's why their music is so extremely funky too. And that's, but also, ironically, why those the music listeners in other countries like to listen to that so much. But to us, it seems kind of funny, you know. But anyway, I mean, Tangerine Dream, I think it's quite interesting what they're doing sound-wise. I've seen some movies, TV things, productions, where they have made the music for films, and it was very good. But the music itself, to listen to a record, I find quite boring, you know.
Yeah.
More than 5 minutes. It's tough. Because it doesn't swing and no rhythmic.
Right. That's why.
I mean, if you feel like getting into a meditation kind of thing, then something else, you know, maybe doing some yogi exercises, then might fit. But if I sit in a club and I also want to have some funk experience, you know, like gives much more energy to listen to a band, which at least is playing rhythmical music, you know.
Right.
Than to only to get into meditation things. And so, but well, anyway, it's good if a German band becomes known and people listen to music, because it's part of it. We are also part of the whole thing, you know. And I think it's good. Also, I was very happy when I read about the success of Triumvirat. We have nothing to do with their music, and they have nothing to do with what we are doing. But the fact that there was a German group which was successful in the United States and for the future also will be very successful, that makes me happy. I think it's a good thing.
Well, right now, the most successful is Kraftwerk. They're the Billboard charts, they're 17.
Fahren, off the Autobahn.
They'll be playing the same place you're playing tonight, next month. And we have a lot of reaction to their music. They're a lot funkier than like Tangerine Dream.
Yeah, but they are also not in the heavy German way. Heavy German funk. Funk.
Maybe it reminds the American people on the Hofbräuhaus or Oktoberfest.
No, I don't think so. It's what they see in a lot of those bands, especially in Tangerine Dream, is some kind of Richard Wagner affinity, something like this way. It's very strange. There must be something like that in the music. I don't know myself. I'm a musician. I'm not the man to judge, but I've read that, you know, uh-huh. And maybe that's true. Because there's a certain cliché about every country. If, right. If we think about Americans, we think about Holiday Inns and and Disneyland and all that. But of course that's not America. And the Americans, if they think about Germany, they think about the Hofbräuhaus, but in connection with bands like this, then about Richard Wagner.
Uh-huh.
But this is also not true, of course.
How do you like playing the synthesizers?
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gives you a possibility to extend sounds,
uh-huh.
To create sounds which no other instruments is able to produce. And it's good that there are keyboards, so that a keyboard player can play it.
Uh-huh.
It's nice.
That's a good sound to the group.
I think so, yeah. I mean, most of the synthesizer stuff Klaus is playing in Passport.
You ever put your saxophone through the synthesizer?
No. I prefer quite natural sound.
Uh-huh.
Do the tremolo through the synthesizer.
Yeah. Just smooth bongo.
Slow bongo.
Uh-huh.
It's not a new effect now, but it's funny always.
Yeah. How long have you been playing the drums?
Oh, 10 years.
Yeah.
Started with 11, 12 years old.
What were you playing back then?
Oh, you remember the Beatles came out.
Yeah.
This time. So I played the Beatles stuff and the Stones stuff, came to the soul stuff, I was writing and
uh-huh.
all this. And afterwards I came to the Jimi Hendrix, hard rock, and then we did with this group the own things. Kind of was, maybe was, you can tell, like jazz rock, but we did different rhythm things, you know,
uh-huh.
Different patterns, and tried all this, you know. So we can, with jazz I had nothing to do till I met Peter Drunk, who was a bass player, about well known, he played with Klaus as well.
Yeah.
And with Klaus this was the first contact with jazz musicians for me.
I've heard Peter's album, Sincerely Pete,
yeah. I played.
Some very nice things in there.
Yeah, well, the chicks would come and make the show.
Mm-hmm.
And just become fan of the piano. It's very nice. The Platz für den Tears musicians joined the group once in Hamburg.
Yeah?
Mm. I liked it very much, too.
Hast du mitgespielt?
Nee. But this job I didn't play because I had to play a tour with Klaus. How do you know Peter Drunk is dead?
Yeah.
In New York.
Heard about that. Got an album by Klaus der Geiger.
Oh.
You know him?
Yeah, I played it with Peter.
You have that here?
Yeah.
You have that released here?
No, it's not released here. A friend of mine sent that to me from Hamburg.
Yeah, this was the last LP I did with Peter.
Uh-huh. You're on that.
Yeah.
And the guy who's written for King Crimson, too. Richard Palmer.
Richard Palmer, yeah.
It's quite an interesting album.
Crazy. Do you understand the words of it?
Some of them are by Max Frey, sure.
What's his name, Flavio?
Klaus der Geiger. Das ist die verrückte. Er hat das BA abgelehnt hat damals, diese kaputte Platte. Mit dem Maschinensong. Dieser verrückte
Geiger. Wer hat das denn gemacht?
Das hat der
Produzent,
der Kölner, der
Ach, der!
This guy.
Jan Christ.
Ja.
Jan Christ.
Producer, Jan Christ. This guy is totally crazy. Klaus. Der Geiger. Sit on streets normally in Munich or in Hamburg.
Yeah.
And sings. Like on one tone, you know.
So how do you feel about this upcoming tour?
Well, like always, you don't know what will happen, but everybody is hoping that it will do good. And of course, it's maybe a bit different to recent tours we have done. Like last year, we were in Yugoslavia. Of course, a tour like this you cannot compare to the United States tour, because we think there are more people over here who know us already, and it will be quite an experience also to play some of the concerts. Yeah. For instance, with people like Herbie Hancock. You know.
Mm-hmm. You'll be playing on the same bill with him?
Mm-hmm.
Tonight you're playing with some rock bands.
Yeah.
Jojo Gunn, Wet Willie, Argent. Which should be interesting because it'll bring your music to some people who might not ordinarily listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the younger people.
Mm-hmm.
Some of whom already.
We also do that once in a while in Germany.
Uh-huh.
When we play on rock festivals, that we have very mixed audience. But nowadays, I mean, I think, of course, there are always some. It's not that there's like the typical fan. Always tends to be only one thing fan. But there are many people nowadays who are music fans.
Mm-hmm.
And they go for different kinds of things. They go to Ravi Shankar, and next day they go to a Miles Davis concert.
Uh-huh. That's good. I think the music is crossing over too. We're finding elements of jazz and some of the rock. Mm.
Well, it's the way how you see it. I mean, as a positive human being as I am, I find it good. You also could say, of course, it has to do something with the whole machinery of the industry and the spread out and they sell the products and everybody has to have everything. So, it really depends on the mind of each individual. If you are open-minded and you are interested in many things, of course, then you should do so. And I think that the education of the young people is a little bit better now in music and cultural things. So maybe that's also a reason that they are interested in many things, you know.
Uh-huh.
And what else is there? What else can our society offer nowadays? I mean, they have problems and strikes and not so much money, you know, and war all over the world. So music is still one of the very positive and nice things you can have in your life.
Uh-huh.
And the more you understand, the better it is for you. You know? Because it's also this richness that is there, you know, in classical music and in jazz. If you don't know Charlie Parker, then it's a lack.
Uh-huh.
Something. If you know him, you are richer.
It's good to know all kinds of music.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Not only know it, to understand also. Of course, you can have, everybody has his special things he's going especially for and prefers to other things.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot like everything the same way. But everybody has to have his favorites too. Is this for this?
Yeah, piece? I'm going to write something up.
Oh, yeah.
We play all kinds of music on the radio. Hear a lot of progressive stuff, you know.
Yes, that's what people. Excuse
me. Yeah. Like here in Chicago, we were first to play a lot of the progressive music, like Kraftwerk. We were playing 2 years ago. A lot
but
of
it's funny,
stuff, Can and Tangerine Dream.
Progressive music, I always think. About Stan Kenton. Stan Kenton. Later on, maybe Ornette Coleman. And
sure, we've played his music too on the air.
Hmm.
Included all. Roland Kirk.
He's playing here, live at the moment. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Some good music comes through Chicago once in a while.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Did he come alone or he has a group?
Yeah, it's a group. I think I've got about enough to do something with.
Okay.
And